This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, said in a speech earlier this week that, yeah, Democrats and Republicans in Congress do have differences on tax policy, specifically individual taxes, but that there still might be a way to get business tax reform done this year. Whatever winds up happening, you can bet there will be a lobbyist pushing for it or against it. Kelsey Snell has a piece in Politico. It's called Tax Reform Dead? Don't tell the lobbyists. Kelsey, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tax lobbying is a big business, you write. It's bigger even than healthcare lobbying last year?
Yeah, it's actually been bigger than healthcare lobbying for a few years now. It's been growing and growing, and healthcare lobbying has been falling.
What they are trying to do is get ahead of what could conceivably be a moving train, but in reality will be a train that is stuck at the station, right?
Well, tax reform is always a slow-moving train until it's almost done, and then it explodes out
right.
The gate. We're kind of at the stage right now where nobody knows how quickly it might be moving because we don't really know how all the players want to approach it.
Give us a sense of how big a business it is. You write that 2,000 clients retained lobbyists last year. That's a pretty good number of people.
Yeah, it's actually just shy of 2,000. And, you know, that's companies, that's cities. It's a whole wide range of people who want to make sure that they get heard on Capitol Hill. And we're talking about anywhere from $100,000 a quarter down to, you know, maybe $500 a quarter. I mean, that would be some pretty small bore lobbying, but it can get pretty big.
There's a personnel game going on here as well. And you break out Orrin Hatch, who chairs the relevant Senate committee and is a senior senator, has been there for a while in and on that committee. And then Paul Ryan, who now is the brand new chairman of Ways and Means. And people are trying to figure out basically how to get in front of him.
Yeah, you know, tax lobbyists probably had some relationship with Paul Ryan before now, but they have to approach him in a little bit different way than when he was budget committee chairman. He now controls kind of the levers for big issues like Social Security, taxes, and health care. And he runs kind of a closed circle here in Washington. And people have to really figure out what the best way is to get him to listen to their needs specifically.
It's been 25 years since we've had tax reform. Is it any wonder that people are all of a sudden getting nervous because it's been, you know, pent up demand, right?
Yeah, it's been pent up demand. And the conversation has really heated up over the past couple of years. Last year, well, actually in 2013, you saw the Finance Committee chairman at the time, who was Max Baucus, and the tax writer in the House, Dave Camp, were really working together and they were drumming up all the support. They even went on a nationwide tour of togetherness on tax reform. And that's when companies started to really pay attention. It didn't seem like they were necessarily going to get a bill right away, but that conversation made people perk up and start their lobbying gears going.
There is a long game being played here, and you point this out, right? I mean, these companies are spending $100,000 a quarter, just for instance, now to avoid perhaps having tax implications 20 years down the line.
Yeah, it's kind of a game of chess here. You're deciding right. If you want to invest up front. It's like buying insurance almost. Say you come out in a bad way in this tax reform. Say you wind up having to pay a couple percent more this year. It's not just this year. It's until they decide to rewrite the tax code again. And there's really no certainty as to when that might be.
Kelsey Snell, she covers tax policy for Politico. Kelsey, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much.